Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well. We have another exciting guest for you today. We have Amy Gritchmeal. And before I started this podcast, I had massive technology issues, and she was a real sport about it. She had a pleasant attitude the whole way through, and I'm like, ah, my Zoom's not working. We are in Mercury retrograde, so things like this do happen. And for me, and it took us, guys, it took us 30 minutes to get this podcast going. So I hope you appreciate it. There's a lot of work to get the Zoom working. So we got Amy Gritchmeal with us today, the ever so lovely, with a massive positively attitude, very patient. She waited 30 minutes to get on this podcast as I was having technical difficulties. Yeah, we're gonna talk about self-care with Amy. She is a corporate mom coach. So I'm really excited to dive deep into this conversation with Amy because it really is a pressing matter that especially affects corporate moms. I mean, I was in corporate, so I know. I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, honestly, I don't have children, so I can't imagine what it's like when I came back from home, and to also incorporate, taking care of the kids as well. I just remember it was just me, and I was like, it's a challenge to, really, really be on top of things, household chores, taking care of the house, your job, the commute, all that jazz, nurturing your relationships amongst all that, and also taking care of yourself, right? So we're gonna go deep with Amy on, how to get you guys some insights and strategies and tips on this. Before we do, this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, your online store for the best in quality in activewear leggings, all natural candles, all natural facial masks, all natural deodorants, all natural essential oils, aromatherapy diffusers, bath soaps, and much more at happybeingwell.com. Use code podcast25 for 25% off all leggings, free shipping in the USA. So welcome, Amy, to the Happy Being Well podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited that you're here to join us. So you are a corporate mom coach. So, I know, I mean, you were talking a little bit earlier saying that it was, most moms are not doing self-care, and I can, especially corporate moms, I could totally understand why. I mean, with the advancement of technology, society just gets busier and busier every passing year, and we have to always, learn more. I mean, strategies change, software changes. So tell us. How do corporate moms, how can they incorporate self-care into, the demands of today's society?
Well, first, I think we need to kind of, embrace self-care as a whole about, how it's not really an optional thing. It's really, really necessary for one's overall well-being, but we're not really, that's not really the message that we get. It's kind of like something that you do if you have time, right? And, after I was in corporate for 18 years and I became a mother when I was 35 and had a pretty established career. And I quickly realized, once I became a parent, how critical it really was because I just could not operate in the mode, in the career mode I was in, and the hustle mentality and the hustle culture associated with that once I became a parent. And so I knew I had to really do things differently if I wanted different outcomes in my life because the juggle between being a parent and a, businesswoman was very, very real. And you can get burnout very easily. And oftentimes I see women, they put themselves last. That's what I did in the beginning until I decided that wasn't sustainable and I wasn't going to do that anymore. And I really made myself and my overall well-being a priority because I knew I was a step one, I know I needed it. And two, I was establishing really the lifelong blueprint for this other human being who I just brought into the world. And so I wanted to show up as my best self, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all the things, because that's that's how I wanted to be as a mom. And I was modeling that for my newborn child. And this was back in 2016. And so since then, I've really been on this, you know, this journey of establishing overall well-being physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and doing that for myself and my family and really my legacy. And, you know, I think women can become so caught up in all the doing of the day to day, particularly with our careers and our kids. And we can lose sight of ourselves and our own needs and our own priorities. And then we just end up showing up as, you know, like maybe work gets the best of us, but our family gets the rest of us kind of thing. And so I just really, as a coach now today, because I left my corporate career in 2020 to become a corporate mom coach. So in my coaching today, I really help women establish a self-care priority for themselves or enhance what they already have for their own well-being. And there's different kinds of, you know, techniques and modalities and really just concepts that people aren't even really aware of when it comes to their overall well-being and development.
Absolutely. And I was just going to touch on that. I was just going to ask, like, what are the benefits of self-care? But you answered that perfectly. It's the benefits are you're able to really show up and really be like alive and present and be your best self for your children, for your spouse, for even, you know, your career, if you're still working, for anything, right? You're rested, you're recharged, you're able to gain that and have that clarity instead of just kind of running around with your, what is that expression? Running around the chicken with the head cut off or whatever.
Yeah.
you're just like zombified. Like you're just kind of operating like on default. I got to do this. I have to do this. You're not really
living.
Right. You're robotic, right?
Because you're not really living. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and it's stressful and you have anxiety. And then if you're in a prolonged state of anxiety like that, you can have health consequences down the road, right? It really is exhausting to your nervous system, your adrenals. I was just going to jump into something else. The benefits of self-care and also too, I'm guilty of this sometimes too, right? You know, we can get super excited about our careers, you know, and there's a certain, you know, we get that dopamine hit, right? It's addictive, right? So we enjoy it, right? We like, okay, I got this project and oh my God, that's happening. It's like a high, right? And you just get so caught up in it, the momentum of it. Cause it's like this, kind of like a roller coaster. With anything that we do, certain activities release certain chemicals in our brain. And when it comes to our careers, that's the dopamine, right? Mm-hmm. And you get so addicted to those dopamine hits. Dopamine is whenever you have an achievement, it feels good. Your brain will release dopamine. Just like when you go to the gym, you're gonna get addicted to that serotonin release. So do you notice this in women a lot? And how do you how do you get them away from the addiction of like that those dopamine hits? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think many, many women, men as well, have become addicted to the achievement mentality and the hustle culture, like I said, and without realizing that when we do that, we lose touch with ourselves, our bodies, our health, all these things, and it impacts how we feel. And at the end of the day, everyone wants to feel good, regardless of, you know, whether they want to feel good. But we can neglect our bodies, our minds, when we are so caught up in doing all the things. And that can obviously manifest itself in health problems. And so, you know, what I think is really important is really to establish that balance between doing and being. And what does that mean? Being is really around the opposite of doing, and that's being still, right? Like being still. I'm a big fan of meditation. I've been doing it for several years. It completely changed my life. It is an incredible practice that, quite honestly, I think everyone should be doing it because the benefits are absolutely tremendous for body, mind, and soul. And it's just not something that's on people's radar, especially people in corporate. like, that's the thing. You don't know what you don't know. And I find that many people in corporate don't know about effective self-care practices. And one very powerful, like meditation, you know, I think overall as a society, we all kind of get and know that, you know, exercise and movement is good for our body. But even that has a tremendous flaw to it because most people associate exercise with weight loss, right? And not with overall well-being. And so people have all this mind drama around even exercising because they associate it with, well, what's the point if I don't lose weight, right? Like all these stories they tell themselves. So as a result, they just don't even do it. And so I help, you know, women, parents see the benefits of these self-care activities that can enhance their life as a whole, right? Their physical bodies, their mental capacity, their clarity, their emotional well-being, all these things. And because there's just not much of an appetite for that in corporate, really. I mean, I wasn't, most people were completely unaware of the options available to them in terms of self-care. And then there's the whole, you know, that's, you know, exercise is an example just in the terms of, you know, impacting your body. But then there's this whole mindset component. And everyone was completely asleep to that when I was in corporate. I mean, yes, like leadership, you know, they kind of have seminars or sessions around, you know, how to be effective leaders and influence others and all these things. But for the most part, you know, managing your mindset was not something that I learned until I became a coach. And that was when, you know, when I became a parent as well at the age of 35, around how the power of our mindset really influences how we feel and our ultimate results. And when I say this to people now, I mean, very senior corporate people who are clients and even managers and analysts, they're like blown away, just like I was when I learned this concept, how our thoughts create our results. This is really powerful. And so when you learn these tools and concepts and really embrace them in your life, that can help your mindset experience, right? That improves your mindset, and then that influences your overall experience in life.
Perfectly said. And I completely agree. Like when I was working in corporate, I was slowly beginning to recognize and incorporate, you know, way more self-care activities in my schedule. And I remember sharing that with my colleagues, and they just be looking like it wouldn't resonate with them. They'd be looking at me like, you know, yeah, okay. And they totally didn't do self-care. Like I'd be like, oh, I would like be so excited that I had this amazing long jacuzzi bath, you know, last night, and da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, I discovered this amazing like all natural bath bomb. It was infused with a crystal, and da da da. And they'd be like, I go, do you take baths or whatever? And like, no. They're like, no, but it sounds amazing that you do. Like nobody, I was always the odd man out when it came to self-care. And so now I've always been an avid meditator. So I would incorporate, I went to management and I said, because there was an empty office in the back and they allowed us to like whatever, curate our own activities as a group. And so I would run these meditation sessions during lunch. And so now, you know, not everybody and the majority of the people in the office didn't go and do it, but there were a few that did. And then they got addicted. Like they would always show up every meditation session during lunch. And we would have our lunch in the room, you know, because lunch is only like an hour or whatever. So we had the session, and then after you had your lunch. There was points where, you know, because they started to recognize how a wonderful stress relief it was. And we worked in marketing. So it was, you know, a very busy agency. So it's very stressful, at times, like a roller coaster, depending upon your mm-hmm. workload. So I remember being like, I'd be working and like someone would tap me on the shoulder, like, hey, wait, I'll just do a quick little meditation session in the back. So, but like you said, it wasn't the majority. The majority were, it mm-hmm. was like, that's weird.
Yeah. it's not mainstream yet. I mean, it's becoming more and more, but I really, really think corporate America would benefit It's some companies are, you know, bringing it, you know, in small sessions, like meet in the cafeteria at 12, but it has to be like a consistent practice. Right. And I don't know that it's completely mainstream yet. It's becoming more so. And I hope we get there. I really do, because the benefits are tremendous and people really need it, especially people in corporate who are overworked, overburdened, and stressed out all the time.
Absolutely. And it's not just a stress release. It actually makes you, you know, people that are, you know, so addicted to the work and they're just really invested in their performance, it actually makes your performance way better.
Like, yes.
Your clarity increases, your creativity increases. Mm-hmm. You don't have that anxiety or stress interfering either that causes mental fatigue, that can cause clouded thinking as well. It can impair your memory. Your memory will perform better. So, you know, and so therefore, you know, you should look at it as a part of your job, you know, because it's in helping you increase your workplace performance. Mm-hmm. So yeah, more workplaces really should be incorporating and teaching their workplaces on meditating and, during lunch, meditate, or even just do yoga. So I know some people like are kind of funny when it comes to meditation, like people think it's really woo-woo. But honestly, yoga is really just another form of meditation. It's just you're just concentrating on certain yoga poses. So you're more, you know, there. So you are meditating, actually. It's just not as intense actually yoga is a really good, easy way to kind of get into meditation if you're a beginner to meditate, because you know, you're just focusing on a certain pose to stay in. And mm-hmm. so it's a good segue into developing a stronger meditation practice. Mm-hmm. And also a great way to release stress. And, you know, exercise is also improves your mental performance big time. Mm-hmm. It reverses aging and it actually can stimulate the growth of, you know, new neurons and mm-hmm. your brain just really, it's really great brain health. Like I can't stress that enough. Like it actually can improve your memory as well.
Yes.
So it is just really fantastic. I can see how I think it sometimes can get a bad rap when people get addicted to working out. So, I mean, it's all in balance. I mean, you know, I think it's just when you like with anything, you're doing something a little too excessively because you're trying to distract yourself from yourself, you know, then mm-hmm. you have to look at that and see, you know, is that a trauma that's popping up that I just don't want to be alone with myself because it's uncomfortable and you want to distract yourself from yourself. So do you notice that with the corporate moms? Like they may want to distract themselves from themselves. And maybe there's a trauma that they're just like, you know, putting a carpet over. And
it's, you know, I don't do deep trauma work, but what I do know is that there's this focus, whether it's habit based or, you know, trauma driven or addiction based, it's just this focus on the doing. The focus on the need to always be in motion, doing something in service to someone else, responding to an email, responding to a text, you know, responding to a child, whatever it is. And it's, you know, and putting themselves last. And, you know, with that, there's, like I said, the tremendous downside of burnout, not feeling great. You know, it leads to things like snapping at her kids or, you know, being short with colleagues or whatever it is, in addition to the health concerns. And I think at the end of the day, we forget that, you know, we're only here for a limited amount of time. And so we should live as if it truly is our last day here. And so to enjoy the moments, whether we're at work or we're with our kids or whoever, but to enjoy our moments and our experience wherever we are, instead of just waiting for it to be over. And so that's what I really help women kind of see, just to enjoy where they are No, I'm not saying you need to leave your corporate career. I loved corporate. I thought it was great. I just didn't have the skills at the time to really establish my overall health and well-being because I was so consumed by my career. And as a result, I was out of balance, out of balance. And so my whole thing is to really help corporate mothers establish balance, presence, and ease in their daily lives. And so the gateway to that is through self-care.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It absolutely, it's all a matter of like how you're perceiving things. And it's so easy to perceive something as if, you know, you're lacking something or you need, you know, it's all really stems from like ego and, you know, FOMO, you know, like, oh, I'm missing something. I should be having this promotion by now. Or like the feeling of like never being enough. So you're always kind of like wanting the next best thing or chasing something. It's this, and it's really, when you really boil it down, if you really look at it, it's mental torture. Mm-hmm. You know, you're torturing mm-hmm. yourself mentally when mm-hmm. meanwhile, the position you have is actually fantastic. Like a lot of people would love to be in that position, but mm-hmm. so many people get caught up in like constantly wanting more and more and like they're not enough. And then they mm-hmm. want that. Oh, when I have that. Yeah.
And that's what I see a lot of, like these women have, you know, these amazing lives on the outside. They have, you know, the house, the home, the husband, the, you know, the kids, the nice income, right? And they're not enjoying most of it. Mm-hmm. And so I help them like enjoy these amazing lives that they've created for themselves, but they lost sight of how amazing it is because they've just been so consumed. And so there's an element of establishing presence with that, but no one's really taught us how to do that. And so, you know, but in order to do that, we have to become still. We have to become still. And, you know, there's a method and there's, you know, tools that I share and concepts that I share and all these things so that, you know, these women who have these, success, quote unquote, they can really start enjoying and living their lives again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's just because we're conditioned to think that way based upon, it's not a direct way of conditioning. It's a really covert way of conditioning just based on what we like, how we're living lives and what we're exposed to seeing day to day, like the social media, everyone is presenting their best, the best pictures, like everyone posts the best pictures. They're not posting pictures of like you fighting with your spouse or you fighting with your children or like when the house is absolutely messy, right? It's only like when your house is looking pristine or you're on a vacation, you know, so in you're looking at everybody else, social media, you're scrolling through and, you know, or it's everyone sharing the good news, the good news, the good news. And that's great. We want to hear good news for inspiration, but there's an indirect message that it sends to ourselves unconsciously, like to always be achieving it because we're always being exposed to that. So the unconscious mind just kind of gears towards achieve, achieve, mm-hmm. achieve,
100%.
Achieve.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
So it's like a default like mm-hmm. programming that takes place.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
All right. So where can people find more about you?
Sure. Yeah. So you can go to my website. It's corporatemomcoach.com. And I actually have a free self-care menu on my website that I can send out to you. It's my top 20 most effective self-care activities for working parents. So you can sign up to receive that there or also book a complimentary clarity call to chat with me one-on-one for 30 minutes where we'll talk about, you know, where you are right now, where you want to be, and you'll walk away with some actionable tools and steps to help you get there.
Awesome. So that's the corporatemomcoach.com?
Yes.
Perfect. That's easy to remember. So that link will be located on the podcast show notes. So you can copy and paste it, or if it's a clickable link, depending upon what platform you're listening in on, click on it, go take advantage of her free, is it a free download? Mm-hmm. Is it like
yeah,
a self
free download?
Mm-hmm. Is it a self-care checklist?
Self-care menu. Mm-hmm.
Self-care menu. Okay. Yeah. What is that? It just like basically like a self-care, like checklist or what you should do?
No, it's not a checklist. It's a menu. So it's just a list of, you know, kind of what you want to select, what self-care items are available to you at any given moment. So maybe one day you're like, oh, I'm going to go for a nice walk outside and I'm going to meditate for 10 minutes. And then maybe the next day you're like, no, I'm going to do a cardio workout, or the following day you're, you know, I'm going to do a gratitude journal, whatever it is. So it's a list of self-care options and you just kind of get to pick which ones feel right for you that day.
Oh, cool. So it's giving people ideas what to do for self-care.
Exactly.
Awesome. Awesome. So take advantage of that, because, you know, we always need reminders sometimes, or just new ideas sometimes. So go to thecorporatemomcoach.com. Thank you so much, Amy, for showing up on the Happy Being Well podcast and pouring into the Happy Being Well audience. So
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Sending love and light to everybody. And remember, live happy, being well.